I know you're all waiting for a couple more, but it's not going to happen.
Not this week again.
So, next week.
But,
hey, welcome back to another episode of We're Sorry Did You We Offend You.
Did you?
I am Chuck. You Farley.
Mike Papa.
Lindy.
You guys got me all confused over there. And, so, where'd we leave off last week? You know.
I don't know. Dude. Where didn't we leave off?
I know. I mean, as the government turns.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so, last week we did bring up, during the show, Hunter Biden and his plea deal. And you said during the show, hopefully the judge will not accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what happened? The judge did not accept it.
What's really funny is the judge, the day before the hearing,
right?
Someone from Hunter Biden's legal team calls the judge's office, talks to the clerk,
right?
And pretends to be someone from the Republican House Committee to have documents removed.
Seriously?
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No, ain't that a fucking crime?
Yeah. So they had until the Hunter Biden's team had until like 9 p.m. a certain night to respond to like, why is, you know, why, who did this? Why are you doing this? Let me see if I can find out who's, I saved the, I don't know, are they called tweets or are they called X?
Well, who knows what they're called anymore? Yep. Mine are tweets because I still have the blue bird on
it. An attorney for Hunter Biden, Jessica Bengals, with Latham Watkins, lied about who she worked for, alleging she was with Amicus, to get documents taken off the document. Here's the clerk's email documenting what occurred. There have been some disagreements about the counsel for Amicus, Hunter Biden's lawyers, about what occurred, but Hunter Biden's lawyers denied any wrongdoing. So this girl basically called to have like one of these documents removed, and the judge was like, oh, hell no. You have until 9 p.m. to explain why you misrepresentations to the court to improperly convince a clerk's office to remove GOP lawyer materials from the docket. So they must have like begged, finagled their way out of it because the next day was the hearing.
Right.
So now the judge is asking all kinds of questions.
Right. Well, she asked. She was asking. You know, is this still an active investigation?
Well, she asked, does this cover all the charges, you know, or are there any outstanding? They said, well, there's still an active investigation. And she's, well, will this plea agreement preclude prosecution from those other charges? And the prosecution said no, and the defense goes, oh, no deal. It was supposed to give them immunity from, like, even future charges.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the ultimate get-out-of-jail card, you know?
Why would you make a plea that's going to basically give that guy carte blanche?
Why?
Yeah.
Because one of the guys on the prosecution team, let's see here. What was his name? Well, I mean, let's put it this way. A good friend of Hunter Biden was working for Weiss on the prosecution team. There's emails on the laptop between Hunter Biden and this guy, Merkel or Merkins or whatever. That, you know, at one point the guy sends it to Hunter, hey, love you, brother. You know, thanks. Oh, really? You know, so you have someone on the prosecution team working for, you don't think they're going to try to protect? And then this guy, where is it? Come on. I know it's here somewhere. That's still from last week. Not only was he just on the prosecution team, but he also worked for Joe Biden in the Senate as one of his staffers. He worked on the campaign. He worked on the transition team. So it's like the fix was in the whole time. Yeah, so you got the defense lawyers and the prosecution, all who want him to get off. And they're not covering for Hunter. They give a shit about Hunter. But it all connects back to Joe.
To the big guy. I mean, Joe. The big guy.
Yeah.
Or what's his, what was his code name?
Pedo Pete?
No, not that one. The Secret Service one, like Celtic or something.
Really?
Yeah. His Secret Service code name is Celtic.
Alexander Mackler, a man who referred to Hunter Biden as brother, is working with the U.S. Attorney Office when Hunter is being investigated. But to simply call him a Biden insider doesn't do justice. He was a press secretary for Joe Biden's Senate office, legal counsel for Joe Biden's vice presidential office, Beau Biden's campaign chief to become Delaware's attorney general. He was also on the Biden-Harris transition team helping create the blueprint for its Justice Department. And so now he's working for Weiss in the Delaware office, leading charges against Hunter.
So here's CNN report when it when the news broke that the plea deal fell apart.
Breaking news out of Wilmington, Delaware, from the Hunter Biden plea deal hearing. Our Kara Scannell just ran out from inside the courtroom. Kara, bring us up to speed.
John, so as I went back into the courtroom, the hearing had just begun again. The judge was back on the bench, and she was pressing the prosecution on this investigation and the four corners of this plea agreement. One of the prosecutors said that the investigation was very much ongoing, and that she asked him, well, what is not covered in this plea agreement if you are leaving the possibility for there being other future charges? So then the judge said, would this include a possible FARA charge that's not registering as a foreign agent? The prosecutor said, no, the deal would not include that. It was at that point that she had said to the prosecution, if you can charge that, then what does this mean? And the prosecutors, she asked Hunter Biden's attorneys about that, and he said, well, then there's no deal. And the prosecutor said, then there is no deal. So Biden's team said that the plea agreement, as far as they understood it, was now null and void. They were moving ahead to talk about what the next steps would be in this case. So as of right now, the deal appears to be dead and off the table, and it remains to be seen how they're going to move forward. But he has been charged with those two misdemeanor tax evasion charges. But one thing we learned is that this investigation is very much still ongoing.
Okay. Breaking. So that brings up a question, right? She goes, who's going to lead the charge now for Hunter? What are they going to do for him next?
Oh, I mean, how are they going to protect him?
Yeah.
From what I was reading today, the diversion program, he's getting like a one-of-a-kind, never-ever-seen-before fucking diversion program that protects him.
What's a diversion program?
If he does what he's supposed to do.
Okay, now, that brings up...
The judge's order? Did you see that?
Yeah, I got it right here. I'm trying to find it. Where is it?
I have it.
It's right here. So... She put out the conditions of release, right?
Yep.
So, one, he has to submit to supervision by and report for supervision to the Central District of California. And then it has a telephone number.
Yeah.
If anybody wants it, I'll give it to you. As directed by the supervising officer, he has to continue or actively seek employment. You want fries with that?
Yeah, we work at fucking McDonald's.
He has to abide by the following restrictions on personal association, residence, or travel. Communicate in writing all international travel plans and provide supporting documentation, if requested, to both the DDE and the district in which you are residing. He has to not possess a firearm, destructive device, or other weapon. So, other weapon. Was that class? I mean, does that mean knife? Is a knife a weapon? You cannot use alcohol at all. Seriously, there's a box.
Yeah, checkbox.
Yeah, checkbox. Not use or unlawfully possess a narcotic drug or other controlled substance defined in 21 U.S.C. 802 unless prescribed by a licensed medical practitioner. And he must participate in a program of inpatient or outpatient substance abuse therapy and counseling if directed by the pretrial services office or supervising officer.
You missed one.
Did I?
He must submit to testing for prohibited substance. Drug test.
Okay, so then the next page, he goes on to say, violating any of the foregoing conditions of release may result in the immediate issuance of a warrant for your arrest, a revocation of your release, an order of detention, a forfeiture of any bond, and and prosecution for contempt of court, and could result in imprisonment, a fine, or both.
He'll break it. He's probably already broken it.
Oh, I'm sure he got out of there and started snorting coke. Fuck, man. Give me a bong hit. Where's my lawyer? Yeah. Where's my lawyer? I need to go to my lawyer's house and take a bong hit.
So, I just... This guy, this DOJ, this government, they can't tell me that there's not a two-tier justice system.
Yeah, and so now the Biden White House, they're like saying, no, there'll be no
pardon.
Bullshit. They're just not going to say it. They're going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to let him serve his time. Fucking he won't serve one fucking second in jail.
Oh. Here, someone said there's another corrupt clause in the diversion agreement, right?
Uh-huh.
Said, remember, there are two statements of fact, one regarding the firearm, which is short and very straightforward, Exhibit A.
Uh-huh.
There is another one for the tax case, which is much longer, more involved, including references to where Hunter's money originated and what he did with it. That's Exhibit 1. So it says, note in the diversion agreement, it says, quote, Biden agrees that he shall not, himself or through any agent or representative, make any statement in litigation or otherwise repudiating or contradicting the statement of facts in Attachment A associated with this agreement. Any contradictory statement by Biden or agent shall constitute a violation of this agreement. It says, note that only Attachment A is covered, not Attachment 1. So Biden can contradict or repudiate facts as set forth very long in the document attached to the plea agreement is about his money, and that would not be a violation of the diversion agreement, and he would not lose any non-pros by deal.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he can lie about where he got the money all the time, but the gun, he can't lie about the gun charge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you would think that, you know, if you're accepting responsibility about where the money came from, you have to be upfront where the money came from, right?
Right.
Nope, he doesn't have to.
Yeah, well. Well, you heard about the money thing. Well, what was it? The day they were talking to the whistleblowers, the Democrat guy asking the question... And the Democrat guy fucking basically unknowingly fucked the Bidens.
Yeah, saying that his dad talked business with him.
No, not that. There was another guy, and he's asking him a question. He goes, about bank accounts. He goes, and that includes both onshore and offshore accounts or whatever. And the guy goes, yes.
I haven't listened to this clip yet, so yeah. This is pertaining to the this guy Brett Tolman was a former prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Fox the other day. Basically, I have the tweet here, but I'm going to see basically what he says on this clip because I think he will probably explain it better than I can.
Okay.
It's very nuanced unless you've been in the Department of Justice, you've worked as a federal prosecutor. Let me break this down for you, what they did, what DOJ did here, and why it is a racket to protect Joe Biden. So when you file a plea agreement, that plea agreement by the U.S. Attorney's Manual and the Department of Justice policy is required to list all components of the deal. They didn't do that. Instead, they put the most important part of the deal, the secret part of the deal, they put that in a separate document. It's a diversion agreement. That agreement doesn't have to be revealed to the public. It can remain confidential. The judge just merely asked a few modest, normal questions, and a landmine occurred in this hearing. And the judge then started to get very uncomfortable with what was going on. So she asked directly, and you look at the transcript, it's stunning, Sean. The judge asked the U.S. Attorney's Office, asked the DOJ prosecutor, have you ever seen an instance in which the Department of Justice has given immunity for crimes unrelated to what they are pleading guilty to? And this prosecutor said, no, I have not. And from there, it unraveled. They had to admit, however, that there was an open investigation because they have previously told Congress that there's an open investigation. Why did they do that? Because they want to be able to keep all of that information away from Congress, arguing that they don't have to turn it over under FOIA. So all of this was supposed to be a nice, packaged, secret deal where two sides were actually on the same side trying to protect Joe Biden. It's very...
That sums it up.
Yeah.
You've been...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But fuck Trump, right? Let's add more charges. But Biden's...
Yeah, well, okay, let's talk about that. Add more charges. And then they let fucking Friedman go.
Yeah, the same day.
Yeah, the same fuck... Why does all this stuff coincide with each other? I mean, really, do they really think, it's just a coincidence?
Yeah. Let's just drop the charges against this guy, because he's a Democrat donor.
Yeah, and then we'll Well, get Trump's gardener, who's probably here illegally.
That's one deportation they'll do.
He's probably here illegally. We'll charge him with something. He'll fucking turn evidence. He'll do it. He'll tell us exactly what we tell him to say.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
The head of maintenance.
Yeah.
Trump told you to delete videos, didn't he? No, Trump told you to delete videos, didn't he?
All right, let's talk about that then. Is it illegal to delete videos off your own fucking home security server?
Yeah, was that stuff under subpoena? And if it was, yeah. Well, you know what? Just take a hammer to it and bleach bit, because that's already been proven. You can do that.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton did it.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. My security, my security, if I want you to see it, I'll let you see it. Other than that, it's none of your fucking business.
Right. Yeah. So, well, you know, I just, the government, yes, I know you're listening. We no longer trust you. You know, I really don't.
Yeah.
The more that comes out, and they think we're stupid, but man, I have my own eyes.
And exactly, and a brain.
Yeah, I see what's going on.
We took the shot, but apparently it didn't take, because we're not stupid. No,
they haven't turned it on yet.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, apparently they turned it on to Bronny James.
Yeah.
Ooh, wrong switch. We took out one of our own.
You know,
but
I feel sorry for the kid. I don't feel sorry for LeBron. Because he's a fucking little bitch anyway.
Yeah, but
you don't wish this on anybody though.
No, but he's a big proponent of the vaccine. Pushed the vaccine on people. You know, they used him to push this poison. And I wonder how all these people are feeling like right now. All these.
As more and more comes out that all the conspiracy theorists are right.
Yeah.
I regret the shot every day.
Me too. I just keep waiting for, all right, here it comes. This is it. I can feel it coming. This is a big one. Elizabeth. I'm coming, Elizabeth.
I don't know.
I don't either, but it's,
So anyways.
It's stupid.
Yeah, so now Hunter has had to plead not guilty
mm-hmm.
in the interim, and we'll see what the charges are. I want to see him go to trial, because if he goes to trial, he's losing. But the thing is, they've already taken the big charges away. They let the
The
statute of limitations run on the two felony tax evasion charges.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait till the money comes out that he hasn't claimed yet.
Well, it's going to come out of that. This leads back to Joe. And Joe, you know, behind the closed doors, is sweating the shit out.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, more and more shit is coming out on this. I mean, the money is upwards of $50 million.
Right. And most of it's in offshore accounts.
Right. And what from what I was presenting, like everybody, all the whole family has like access to the accounts.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like that, because that's why, remember the Hunter got, he was all on coke and everything or whatever in California. And he had the hookers and stuff, and he paid out of that account to a Russian.
He used his dad's credit card. That's why the Secret Service came in.
Yeah. But it was, he spent $25,000.
Yeah.
And it was like $20,000 too much, because he was on high and stuff, and he really wasn't aware of what he was fucking doing. Yeah. But that was all tied to the money, you know.
The vice president at the time, his dad.
Yeah. And the foreign accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, try to get that back from a Russian pimp. Hey, I think I overpaid you $20,000. Can I have it back?
Sorry, that's gone.
Yeah. What are you talking about? What $20,000? You have receipts?
I'll just deduct it on my taxes. That's what he tried to do.
I know. If you don't have receipts, you ain't getting it back. Okay, then I'll. It was a golf club membership.
Four.
Anybody, is there? Oh, yeah, there is a one picture of him in a foursome, right? Like him and Hunter and Joe and the guy.
Devin Archer.
Yeah, the guy that turned evidence on him, flipped on him. Coming this week.
This week, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for that one.
Well, you know, Devin Archer did prison time.
Yeah.
For some of the events that were involved with Hunter. So why was Hunter you know, scot-free.
Well, that's probably why he's turning up, and he's like,
yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, he's going to let me fucking take the hit for this.
Well, that's exactly what happened, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has, you know, Bob Alinsky. No one wanted to hear Bob Alinsky before the election. All the media, like, nothing to see here.
Yeah, exactly.
But Bob Alinsky and Archer, I guarantee you, he's going to collaborate everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. If he survives.
Yeah, if he gets through the weekend.
Dude, yeah.
He's seriously in hiding right now.
I would be, too.
Who?
If I was turning state's evidence against the Bidens, I'd be fucking hiding.
Who's
awesome.
Hiding?
Archer. Yeah, the guy who's supposed to testify, what, Monday, I think, right?
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I mean, it's the same thing with Joe refusing to give Robert Kennedy fucking
Secret Service. Yeah, he's going to be the number three, the hat trick?
Yeah, no shit, dude. It's like, and it's going to be someone on the Biden team that pulls the fucking trigger.
You know.
These guys are fucking corrupt.
They all are.
They ain't knocking. It's not gonna be FBI when you hear it knocking on your door. It's gonna be Biden's. Open up.
Well,
fuck.
Well,
we're all dead.
They're all part of the Uniparty.
Yeah.
McCarthy. You know, where's the impeachment? We're looking, considering, possibly thinking about.
Yeah. No. And then who was Rand Paul the other day? I liked him, and then he went on fucking Maria Bartiromo, and was talking about the impeachment. He goes, yeah, well, we just don't want to fall into that same trap that the Democrats fell into.
Yeah, we do.
We did. You have you asked anybody? Because we fucking do.
Yeah. No.
We absolutely
do. The Republicans need to quit taking the fucking high road all the time.
Yeah.
The Democrats play dirty. Okay, fine. Let's play dirty, too.
Yeah, and don't worry about what the press fucking says.
And clean out the deep state and start over. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If you got to play dirty to get to the where you have the power again to be able to clean the deep state out, you know, it's like, as much as I like Trump, he's not going to get a fair shake in the election.
No, they're going to fucking figure out a way to fucking rig this shit.
Well, the whole thing about the charges and all these things they're trying to do, especially they're going to try to link him to January 6th, I think, eventually.
See, look, the camera's on.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, government employees.
Is it really recording you?
It's on. I mean, that's what that red light means.
There's no way you can turn it off, huh?
Uh-uh. I have to restart the thing.
Here.
Oh, I know. I don't have any tape. I don't have any electrical tape laying around here.
Well, it's already got your face.
All right, give me that.
Of course, they get the voice, but we're putting the voice out on the air anyway.
Yeah, there. Fuck you, asshole. Dude, that thing's hot, too.
But yeah, they're trying to get it to where he can't run. They're trying to use the 14th Amendment on him.
Uh-huh.
So.
Mine is not on, but we'll just do that. There we go.
There you go.
I can't see shit.
Sneaky bastards. Welcome to the conversation, FBI. Why don't you just call us and join in?
Yeah, just join in. I'll give you. Well, you know the number.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you anything.
Would you not shit if your phone just started ringing?
But the thing about it is, if it's not a number that's saved in my directory, it won't ring, so I won't fucking know that the fucking.
Hey!
Yeah, but it said.
It said rah rah.
Yeah.
Who's rah rah? Is that the FBI's name?
Yeah. So I got in there as an FBI informant.
Rah!
Raj.
Raj Mahal?
Yeah. He's my old boss.
What the fuck?
Your boss's name is Raj?
Yeah. My old boss, yeah.
Every time I hear like Raj, I think of the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. That's pretty much what. When we. He was, never mind, I'm not getting into it. But, yeah.
Dig that hole!
The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. Yep, he was one of those. He was a Indian, dot head, not a wagon burner.
That's so wrong. Hey, speaking of wrong, since we're going down there, I sent you that link last night for the Chattanooga t-shirts that have been pulled from the market.
Yeah.
Because of racial insensitivities.
Yeah, was that? Did you see that today?
Yeah.
On Breitbart?
Yeah. So
it's not racial insensitivity, though. It's not. It's probably in the sports section. Oh, yeah, there it is right there.
Yeah.
So cannot be real. Reds minor league team pulls T-shirts after fans say illustration resembles a racial slur. Okay, so I can see it, sort of, because
you know I why? Saw it right away.
Well, because you know why? And it's not it's because it has two eyes, right? So two eyes and a pair of eyes, like cartoon eyes.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be O's.
I know, but...
And then a G-A.
G-A. So it's really not a racial slur.
It's nougat.
It's nougat, but ain't... I thought, like...
The E-R?
I thought E-R was the racial slur. A G-A was like the okay version. Like the, you know, PG. Yeah. PG-13 yeah. or whatever the fuck it is.
But...
Well,
but this is for nougat, for Chattanooga,
mm-hmm.
right? What's their team logo?
I don't know. What is their team logo?
Let's read the article. It says, the Chattanooga Lookouts. Oh, there's the eyeballs, the Lookouts.
Yeah.
Right? And had to pull the new T-shirt off the rack after fans and social media said the graphic on the shirt was racist. The AA minor league team squad tried to make a shortened version of the hometown name, Nuga.
I want one of them shirts now. Seriously, I want one. Where can I buy one?
You have to go to Nigeria now because that's where they ship all the clothes. You
know. Those have a Nike logo on it.
Did it have one on it?
Yes. Look at it.
Let's see. Oh, hang on. You seriously... It does, right? Good job, Nike.
That's funny.
Anyways, that's...
No, Nike, they signed off on that?
Apparently. But no one thought about it.
Well, apparently someone did because a lot of people started tweeting about it.
Well,
Dr. Dre...
Oh, Dr. Dre tweeted about it?
Well, this says Dre, so I'm just going to guess it was Dr. Dre. It says, oh no, Chattanooga, this isn't going to work. Someone by Keg, but Grateful Keg, puts out, hilariously bad, Scotty Diggs, cannot be real. Whoever Scotty Diggs is, no one cares. But, yeah, it's funny. Farrell Fawcett. Farrell Fawcett tweets, you have to really dig hard and be predisposed to using slurs in your vocabulary to see anything wrong with this shirt. So, yeah, see, I want one. I want one now. I'm gonna call him. I'm going to write him a letter. Can I have one, please? Here is $15. Or whatever they cost.
Plus shipping.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was funny. I thought you liked that.
That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. So, hey, since we're talking about stuff that's not politically...
Connected
right now. Well, this is sort of connected. So, the ongoing... You've heard the ongoing thing with Jason Aldean, right?
Yes.
With the song, Tried This in a Small Town.
Yeah.
And CMT pulled the fucking video because they're fucking commies. And then, you heard that, who was it? Hank Williams Jr., who was on the board of CMT, resigned.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, fuck you guys, I ain't going to be on your board if this is the bullshit you're going to pull, because I believe in this guy or whatever.
Well, he was censored, too, for Monday Night Football, remember?
Yeah. But then The View... has sent, you know, they jumped on the bandwagon and they said some fucking pretty fucking shit about him, basically called him a racist and everything. Jason Aldean filed a defamation suit of $40 million against The View and Whoopi Goldberg.
I've seen the headline. I haven't found a collaborating article on that. Have you? Is that... I've seen that.
Right.
I tried to find anything...
But here's some reader stuff. This story is being reported by Dunn and Kruger Times, which is a satirical website. Oh, God damn it.
See?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wish it was true.
Yeah.
Especially anything with a view. I want to see them get hammered.
Me too. I want to see them off the air.
But I saw that, and of course, I liked.
This reader's added context was added after I saved it.
Yeah, it's just I saw that, mm-hmm. and it's like something tells me to research it, and I couldn't find mm-hmm. a secondary source to verify.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to play you this video clip of Joe Biden, right?
Okay.
Not only listen to what he says, but listen to the everything that's happening. And then I want to give me your feedback.
Bad news is I'm coming back to shake your hand, but I forgot I didn't sign the order. All that talk and no action.
Your presidency.
Yeah, exactly. So someone goes, and James Woods, there was James Woods, he goes, and in that moment, he writes his own epitaph. All that action,
all that talk and no action.
But did you catch the background?
Uh-uh.
Listen to it again.
Just I'm coming back to shake your hand, but I forgot I didn't sign the order.
All that. A little circus action?
No. Monty Python.
Was it Monty Python?
Yeah.
I thought it sounded like a circus show or something.
Well, it pretty much is. I mean, it's the same thing as Monty Python. Flying Circus, remember?
So.
But that's a perfect music. That and fucking Benny Hill to be playing in the background for fucking Joe.
Yeah, no shit.
When he's fucking talking.
What a dumbass. Yeah, so now he went there, gave this big speech, was going to sign an executive order. Mm-hmm. He gets up and walk away, and he didn't sign the order.
Well, dude, he probably never signed them. X. I put my X on there.
Pedo Pete. Yeah.
He doesn't know how.
Hey, I'm Joe Biden, and I'm here.
I'm going to sign something for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Joe don't know how to sign his name. What time is it?
32 minutes.
Wow, almost dead on.
Oh, I didn't even crack my third one yet. Jesus Christ.
You're slacking.
I'm drinking by myself. So
I know, I got one more day of meds, man.
Yeah, because you forgot to take one.
Yeah, I woke up the next morning like, did I take my pills last night? So, apparently he says no.
What?
You didn't hear the growl?
Uh-uh. Oh, there.
There it is. He's like, Mom. So,
all right, well, hey, you won't even notice it, but we will be right back.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab a couple more beers.
Okay.
Okay, that's cracker. Now we got to drink real fast to get to that one.
But chug it.
I know. So, hey, so remember I told you you got to watch Breitbart and watch the fucking Senate hearings and stuff. So this week Mayorkas was back again. I don't know why they just keep calling the guy back. Just
to yell at him.
Yeah, exactly. Because he doesn't answer fucking questions ever. And, unless you're a Democrat, and then he answers every fucking thing you ask him.
Well, because they're softball questions, and he has them advanced, and he has his answers.
Right. Hey, what happened to my fucking Twitter thing here? God damn it. Close that. I gotta open up something. Something happened during the break.
That was me. I deleted it. See, it's the FBI. You can't.
Yeah, exactly.
They're deleting files.
Yeah.
We'll make this show hard on him.
Yeah. We'll close this fucking shit. Come on. Okay, that's...
Hey, you better watch out, you know, because... remember that Cheryl Atkinson thing? You know, they planted child porn before.
What?
The FBI has planted child porn on people's computers before in entrapment schemes.
Oh. Yeah, whatever.
Crooked motherfuckers.
I don't know. It's okay. I don't like children. I don't have children. I don't like children. Fucking simple. that.
You know who likes kids?
Joe.
Fucking creepy pedo Pete motherfucker.
Joe loves kids. I loves my little childrens. Him and Michael fucking Jackson. Okay, that's gotta be this one. So I have a bunch of clips here.
Okay.
And I don't know the order that they were, because I was at work, so I didn't get to watch this particular.
I just usually get the highlights.
So I'm going to play them, and they're not in any particular order, and I apologize because I really wish I knew it. Because, dude, he got fucking hammered. He got hammered.
His staffers sitting behind him were just like, oh.
Yeah. The best one was this Ukrainian woman. She from Ukraine. She's a representative now.
Yeah.
I'm going to play her first because she just fucking annihilates him. Annihilates him.
Back to the chair. Recognize General Lee from Indiana.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief and yield my time since I'm kind of wasting my time here. I'll be honest with you. Secretary Mayorkas, do you take full responsibility for all decisions of action and or inaction made at your agency? Do you personally take full responsibility
for
all of the decisions made at your agency?
I am the secretary of the department.
So it means yes.
I bear ultimate responsibility for the decisions
made. Yes, okay. So you mentioned earlier that in your definition, you have operational control of the border. Can you define what you mean by that?
What we mean, because under the Secure Fence Act, it means that not a single individual would cross the border, and under that definition, no administration has had operational control.
So what number do you have? 5 million, 10, if less than 5 or 10, or less than a couple hundred thousand get away or more? I mean, what is your definition?
What we do, Congresswoman, is
do you have a number?
What we do is we look at the resources that we have available to us and ask ourselves, are we deploying those resources to achieve the most effective results for the American people? That is what we do. And we are hopeful, working with you and other members of this committee, to increase the funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
So fine. We hear funding, but I've been at the border and you've been at the border too. How would you grade your job on a scale of 0 to 10? How would you grade yourself?
Congresswoman, I am immensely proud to
work. How would you grade yourself?
Congresswoman, I am immensely proud to work with the men and women of the Department of Homeland
Security. No, yourself, your job, not all of the women. I'm sure there are a lot of great men and women in your department. How would you rate your job as a head of your agency?
It is the honor of my
life.
From
0 to 10, so you cannot grade it. How would grade your preparedness to this committee meeting on scale from 0 to 10? We ask information, you all this promises, letter. I'm not wasting my time. I'm sorry, I don't want to use bad word, what you can do with all this letters, because we keep giving money and sending letter, and you tell us BS back. So how would you rate yourself, your preparedness to this committee?
It is the honor of my lifetime to work with the men.
From scale 0 to 10, how would you say how prepared you came to this hearing?
I will repeat what I said.
So you're not answering any questions. You are not answering any Republican question. Is it something that your intent to not respond to any questions of Republicans? You came with that intent.
That is incorrect, Congressman.
Well, you're not answering any questions.
It is.
I mean, every time I hear you say, we will, we shall, yeah, I don't know. You don't know any numbers. You don't even know how many people you actually, you prosecuted, how many people you deported. You're nothing. How can you say you know how your department is run? As executive, you don't know these numbers?
Congresswoman, let me share with you.
Well, you haven't shared anything useful here.
Let me share.
I'm sorry to tell you, I'll yield to Chairman Jordan because I'm not going to be wasting your time with this charade and circus. You do not have an intent to do that. And it is a serious national security issue. This border and cartels are stronger. A lot of money NGOs are making who knows what and probably a lot of corruption over there. And we have a national security crisis. And you sitting here and saying, you know, looking at us with very smiley face, it's unacceptable. But I yield to Chairman Jordan.
See, I mean, she asked me, it's very specific.
Yeah.
Grade your job. How are you doing? 1 to 10.
I'm very proud of the men and women.
Yeah.
It's an honor of a lifetime.
Yeah. It's like, dude, seriously.
They should not be allowed to fucking snowball answer like that. You come in Congress, especially if you're coming in for funding and oversight, mm-hmm. you have to answer our fucking questions.
Yeah.
So, I just, hey, I'm going to dig a hole on his way out.
Who's that?
Your little one.
Oh.
Anyways, so play the next one. Because I love watching Mayorkas get destroyed, but he's done this every single time he's went in front of Congress.
Right. Okay, here's a Harriet Hageman.
Yeah.
Okay, you like her.
I do. She's from. Yeah. She replaced fucking Numbnuts in Wyoming.
Yeah. Oh.
Cheney.
Yeah. Here.
Mr. Mayorkas, I actually really want to thank you as well for coming here today, for your performance. I have watched with absolute fascination as you have danced and dodged and lied. Yes, lied. We know you've lied. You know you've lied. But more importantly, the American public knows that you lied throughout your testimony today. And yet you believe that you and your fellow architects of the censorship industrial complex think that you should be able to determine what is and isn't true and what is and isn't untrue. You are the walking, talking epitome of the very tyrant that our forefathers recognized would gravitate towards government service. And it is because of people like you that they drafted the First Amendment. I thank them for their foresight. I thank them for recognizing that you and people like you would do everything in your power to control speech, to control freedom, to take away our rights. And they've written a document that isn't going to allow you to do that. Unfortunately, we still have courts and judges who recognize that you don't have the power that you are attempting to take, that you do not have the right to limit our freedom of speech, our freedom of association, our right to communicate. Thank God we have the First Amendment so that we can stop you from doing what you've been doing. With that, I yield back.
And to bring up, I'm trying to find the clip of the guy that basically was asking him about the blocking speech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it the guy with glasses?
It might be.
The one who said he's the most dishonest person or something?
Mike Johnson? Yeah. I think he's the one that asked him about, well, can you define what is and what is not?
Here, I think, see if this is it.
I've only got 25 seconds. I'm just saying, I don't have time for a question because you'll be elusive. But I just, for the record, since we're stating things for the record, I've been in Congress 7 years. I think you're the most dishonest witness that has ever appeared before the Judiciary Committee. And I think I speak for a lot of my colleagues. This is such a frustrating exercise for us because our constituents want answers. They're tired of the open border. They're tired of people dying from fentanyl overdoses. And it's your fault. It's my time.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
No, there's no point of order in the middle of this. This is my opinion. I think it's shared by millions of American people.
Based on the standard that the chairman set out in previous hearings. Calling a witness dishonest is over the line that you drew at a previous hearing.
I'm not pulling the words down. That speaks for the American people.
That does speak for the American people. Because he is the most dishonest.
Here, maybe, I think this is it right here.
All right.
But yeah, I have that clip too.
Who determines what's inaccurate? Who determines what's false? Do you understand the problem here? The reason the framers of our Constitution did not create an exception for quote-unquote false information from the First Amendment is because they didn't trust the government to determine what it is. And you have whole committees of people in your agency trying to determine what they define as false or misinformation.
That is not true.
Well, then what is true?
What we
Please
do
enlighten us.
Is what we do is we disclose the tactics that adverse nation states are utilizing to weaponize
information. No, sir. The court found specifically, it's a finding of fact that is not disputed by the government defendants, the Biden administration, your agency, the FBI, or DHS, not in the litigation. They determined you and all of your cohorts made no distinction between domestic speech and foreign speech. So don't stand there and tell me under oath that you only focused on adverse, adversaries around the world, foreign actors. That's not true.
Congressman, the Missouri case, the litigation to which you refer, is the subject of continuing litigation.
But the facts were not disputed, and I so regret that I'm out of time. Who determined?
And so that's when that lady yielded her time back to Jordan, and then Jordan gave the remaining time to that guy, and that's when he said that, you're a liar or whatever. Yeah, dude, it was beautiful.
Yeah, he was just getting fucking destroyed.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz really fucking hammered him.
Oh, yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah, let's see, where is it?
I have it here, too.
I have it here.
It's from his, he's the one that tweeted it.
Yeah, I know, but. Okay, maybe if you have it, go ahead and play it, because I'm having
law where they can make.
Oh, here it is, I found it.
You found it? Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is long, it's long, but. Listen.
2 million encounters and releases under your watch. So not including the Title 42 expulsions, not including violent criminals. Of those 2 million plus that you've encountered and released, how many have you told to go home?
Congressman, individuals who are released are placed in immigration enforcement proceedings under the law where they can make their claim for relief. If their claim for relief is not satisfied, they are subject to removal from the United
States.
Right,
subject to removal sounds very different than actually removed. So I'm not interested in the process. I'm not interested in what people are subject to. 2 million people encountered and released, not the expulsions under Title 42, not the criminals. How many of those people have you deported?
So, Congressman, a few points. Number one.
Just how many of the people? I just want to know how many. Just a number.
Congressman, we are dealing with a completely broken immigration system.
I get
system.
It. No, Mr. Secretary, I'm not going to let you burn my 5 minutes. Do you know the answer? Do you know the number of people out of that 2 million that you've removed that aren't criminals?
I do know that we have removed more aggravated felons.
Right, I'm not asking about them. I've caveated that away. Because here's what I'm sort of getting and what your non-responsiveness is demonstrating. The Mayorkas doctrine is this. If you show up at the border and get released into the country, if you don't commit a specific aggravated felony, which, by the way, doesn't include a lot of assault and battery, doesn't include a lot of bad domestic violence, but if you're not one of the people who commit those crimes, you get to stay forever. Is that a fair characterization of your doctrine?
No, that is false.
Then tell me how many you're sending home.
No, that is false.
Okay, well, but you don't know the number of how many you've sent home. Here's another number. 1.2 million people today have been through your entire process. Right? They've been through what you call a removal proceeding is just an amnesty dance. Because after the 1.2 million people get an order from the judge saying that they don't have a basis to be here, you still don't remove them. Like, what's your plan to remove those people?
Congressman, that is false.
Okay, how many of them then? Just give me the number.
Congressman, in this country, there are between 11 and 12 million.
Right, but I'm asking about a subset that you won't send home. And the reason you're smirking about it and the reason you won't answer my question is because everybody gets the joke. And the sad thing is it's not just us here, it's the cartels who get the joke too. And so now what you've done to execute this Mayorkas doctrine where so long as you don't commit a crime, you get to stay here and burden our hospitals, burden our schools, burden our social services, burden our jails. You've sent the message to the cartels and then you've taken this app and you've digitized illegal immigration and you've scaled it to the moon. Like this app that you've got everybody downloading is like the Disney fast pass into the country, never to be subject to actual removal, just removal proceedings as you call them. That app doesn't do any search of their criminal history in their home country, does it?
Congressman, I disagree with everything you have said.
Well, I'm sure, but just answer the question. Does the app that you are out there promoting do any search of people's criminal history in their home country?
Congressman, Customs and Border Protection screens and vets individuals whom they encounter.
Your app, it either has the functionality to test their criminal history in their home country or it doesn't. By the way, if it did, you'd have already told me. It doesn't. And then the other epic failure of this that's empowered the cartels is that in these processing centers you've set up in other countries to just wave them all in at a rapid pace, you've had to shut them down in Nuevo Laredo because the cartels were standing outside extorting people. Isn't that right?
Congressman, that is false.
Oh, really? So why did you shut down that facility in Nuevo Laredo?
Congressman, the point of safe, orderly, and lawful pathways is to reduce the number of encounters at our southwest border.
But wait a second. You've just shifted those encounters, because right now, for the first time in modern history, more people are showing up at the ports of entry than running through some bush in Yuma, Arizona. And the reason they're showing up at the ports of entry is because you've got the turnstile open, where so long as they've gone and downloaded this app, you just let them in. I got one final question for you, and it's an important one. Is Mexico an ally in this fight against illegal immigration?
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, it's hilarious and somewhat troubling that you say that, because, like, I'm looking at the El Chapo trial, where President Nieto took a $100 million bribe from the Sinaloa cartel. Do you think that the subsequent presidents following Nieto weren't offered a bribe by the cartel or didn't take the bribe?
Congressman, I disagree with everything you have said.
But you can disagree all you want, but what you won't provide is any number. And when you sit there and just kind of ostensibly disagree without any facts, it shows people what the real gig is. The Mexican government is captive to the cartels. They are doing the bidding of the cartels, and based on your response today, so are you.
Hammered him.
Mayorkas is so effing arrogant. You know, when he leaves these hearings, he doesn't give a shit.
Dude, I know. Seriously, that whole fucking time, Gates is hammering him, he's not answering the question. He's got this fucking shit-eating grin on his face.
Right. Yeah, he got called out for smirking.
Yeah, by Matt Gates.
Yeah.
And, Jim Jordan, I thought I saved him. Maybe it's in the other one. He asked him, you know, the senator from Florida asked you and you refused to answer. So I'm going to, you know, try to get the answer out of you, blah, blah, blah. And it's oh my God, it's, I want to punch this guy in the face so bad.
I know. Let's leave him in the desert down by Yuma.
So here's a guy from New Jersey, Republican from New Jersey, talking to him, okay?
Okay.
This sums it up.
So we arrive at an inevitable conclusion that I do not take lightly. Secretary Mayorkas, you must resign. Will you resign?
No, I will not. I am incredibly proud of the work that is
performed. I understand.
In the Department of
Secretary Homeland. Mayorkas, if you will not resign, that leaves us with no other option. You should be impeached. And I yield back to the chairman.
I gotta find it, because I could have swore I had that Jim Jordan one, and I could have swore I had one from Chip Roy.
There's a 5-minute one from Chip Roy.
Dude, Chip Roy just destroys him.
Yeah, he uses his own words against him.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to play a 5-minute clip.
Why not? Send it to me, I'll play it.
So, well, let's see.
We have Secretary Mayorkas on April 28th, 2022. I ask you, quote, will you testify under oath right now? Do we have operational control, yes or no, end quote. You responded with, quote, yes, we do, period, end quote. I then asked, we have operational control of the borders? You responded, quote, yes, we do, period, end quote. Followed up, I said, I read to you the definition of operational control. I actually held up this chart. Operational control as defined under the Secure Fence Act. Put it up for plain reading, plain as day.
Okay, pause it for a second.
I put up the second.
Okay, he talked about the Secure Fence Act. Someone else brought it up. Mayorkas does not believe in the Secure Fence Act, apparently, because he's like, well, no one will have operational control under that.
Well, yeah, he said that to one of the other senators.
Yeah.
Well, and regardless.
Regardless, this is what you strive for.
That's the standard.
Yeah.
And you need to get as close to the standard as possible.
Yeah.
So if the standard is zero,
yeah,
and you say, well, you know, we, based on our staffing, our resources, we can get to 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's better than 20 million that we're already at or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. Okay, go ahead.
So it's
Secretary Mayorkas on April 20th of operational control. I actually held up this chart. Operational control as defined under the Secure Fence Act. Put it up for plain reading, plain as day. I put up the second part of the same statute, which defines operational control. It means the prevention of all unlawful entries in the United States, including entries by terrorists, other unlawful aliens, instruments of terrorism, narcotics, and other contraband. I said to you, do you stand by in your testimony that we have operational control in light of this definition? You responded with, quote, I do, period, end quote. Earlier, you testified, I didn't give you a chance to finish. Yet you specifically, when asked and held up a statute defining exactly what operational control meant under the Secure Fence Act, you said, quote, I do. I believe that was purposeful. I believe you want the American people to believe we have operational control of the border when we very clearly do not. Less than a month later, in Homeland Security, you testified, quote, under that strict definition, this country has never had operational control. This year, House Homeland Security, then Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz testified before the Homeland Committee that DHS did not have operational control of the border, either by the statutory definition or not. Now, that is an honest answer. In the Senate Judiciary Committee, shortly thereafter, you testified, with respect to the definition of operational control, I do not use the definition that appears in the Secure Fence Act. And the Secure Fence Act provides statutorily that operational control is defined as preventing all unlawful entries in the United States, and by that definition, no administration has ever had operational control. If you will recall when you testified here in front of me when I asked that question, when you very clearly stated, we do have operational control, when presented with the actual definition of operational control, you didn't hesitate. You said, I do. And you, in fact, then referred back and said, I believe that my predecessors would have said the same thing. I asked Chad Wolf that question in this room. And Chad said, well, no, we didn't use that framing to say we have operational control. We're striving to achieve operational control. But you didn't do that. You looked straight at the American people, straight at me, straight at every person on this committee, and said, we have operational control. Why?
Congressman, 2 points. One, you did not let me complete my answer. Two.
Hold on. Let's give me your second point. Go ahead.
Thank you. Two, the Secure Fence Act defines operational control as not a single individual crosses the border.
I'm aware. I read it. And I read it to you. And you read it. And in fact, you said, I do. You didn't hesitate. You didn't say, I do. I need to explain what I mean by I do. You said, I do, over and over again. And here's the problem with that. This is a pattern. Did you lie another time when you said on September 24, 2021 at a press conference, quote, we know that those images painfully conjured up the worst elements of our nation's ongoing battle against systemic racism, when responding to the alleged whipping incident by the Border Patrol agents who report to you, when in fact, on October 22, 2022, it was reported that 2.5 hours before that press conference, Marcia Espinoza, Assistant Secretary of DHS Public Affairs, emailed you and CC'd other DHS leadership, alerting you all that the photographer who took the images did not see any whipping occur, invalidating the initial claim. And it wasn't until May of this year that you corrected the record to say, well, let me just correct you right there, because actually the investigation concluded the whipping did not occur. Don Rosenberg, in this very room, testified a few weeks ago that you lie. It is a perpetual pattern, and the fact is there are real people that are impacted by that. We have now had, since you testified, we have had something like 200 people a day dying from fentanyl deaths, which would amount to 90,000 people. I showed you before, when you were here, the lost voices of fentanyl, the hundreds, the thousands of Americans that continue to die, 90,000 since you came into this committee and lied to us saying we have operational control. I yield back.
Bam. This is another guy. This is another long one. We can stop it and talk about it in between, but this is Representative Massey. This is the one I was talking about when he's talking about malinformation. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. Because this guy brings up some really good fucking points.
Gentleman yields back. The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
I thank the chairman. Secretary Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin this year in February. It said the United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories, and other forms of mis, dis, and malinformation. Can you define malinformation for us?
Congressman, we're dealing with false information that is used for a particular purpose.
Isn't malinformation actually true information that may be inconvenient to the establishment orthodoxy?
I'm sorry, Congressman.
Isn't malinformation a made-up word that refers to information that's actually true but just inconvenient to the government narrative?
That is not true, Congressman.
Let me ask you this. You said that the proliferation of false or misleading narratives sow discord and undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. Is it illegal to undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions?
Congressman, we become involved because we believe in the First Amendment right, and we have safeguards to protect it. We actually have a statutorily created Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties. We become involved not with respect to a particular ideology. We are ideology neutral, but it's the connectivity to violence.
Isn't larger government an ideology, the bigger government? Let me ask you my original question. Is it illegal to undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions?
Congressman, we understand First Amendment principles. We embrace and protect them. Individuals can espouse whatever ideology they believe in.
And so let me ask you the question, if you just answer it directly. Is it illegal to undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions? Isn't that, in fact, what we're doing here today? When we point out that you've released 1 million or 2 million people into this country without trying to deport them? I mean, are we, in fact, undermining trust in U.S. in your institution? Aren't we doing that? And isn't that actually healthy when we point that out?
Congressman, may I share with you what the Department of Homeland Security does with respect to ideologies?
I need to ask you another question since you haven't answered any of these yet. you say that there is widespread online proliferation of false or misleading narratives regarding COVID-19. Is the claim that natural immunity is real, is that a false or misleading online narrative?
Congressman, we do not evaluate particular ideologies or particular narratives.
The claim that vaccines don't stop the spread of the virus? Was that a false or misleading COVID narrative?
Congressman, what we do is we are involved when there's a connectivity between an ideology, whatever that ideology.
I'm not talking about ideology, I'm talking about COVID-19. Is the notion that masks were ineffective at stopping transmission, was that a false or misleading narrative?
Congressman, allow me to repeat. What we get engaged in is a connectivity to violence. It is our responsibility.
Connectivity to violence.
Yeah. Occurring. We work very closely.
Is it? All right. I want you to give me an example of a false or misleading narrative.
Okay, because you brought up a good point. You said connectivity to violence. Who created all the fucking violence during the COVID-19?
The left. Yeah. It was the left, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because if you say masks don't work, put on your fucking mask or I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
We're going to burn your house down. We're going to fire you.
Yeah. Who had the fucking meltdowns when someone wasn't masked and walking through a restaurant or someone, or at, you know, at Walmart or whatever? Yeah.
You're not following the arrows.
Exactly. So, fuck you, you fucking turd. We're not stupid. Okay, here we go. Let's finish.
That encouraged violence. That you say that that grievances associated with these themes inspired violent extremist attacks during 2021.
Did
hydroxychloroquine did that inspire violent extremist attacks? What are you talking about in this document when you say that false or misleading narratives about COVID-19 inspired violent extremist
attacks during 2021. Can you give us a single example? I've given you some questions. Was it the narrative that this may have leaked from a lab in China? Was that the thing? And if so, what did it inspire? What's the violence?
Congressman, would you like an example?
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID-19 is caused by 5G cell towers, an attack on a cell
tower. I've never heard that.
That attack on a cell tower triggers the involvement of the Department of Homeland Security. That is an example. It is the connectivity to violence. We do not condone violence.
You think COVID-19 caused attacks on cell towers? I think you're chasing ridiculous things.
Mr. Chairman.
People watching this at home,
Mr. Chairman,
they got to be just amazed that you would espouse this.
Mr. Chairman,
can
the witness be allowed to answer?
No, he is not. He said that false or misleading narratives about COVID-19 need to be censored. He's implying that they need to be censored because getting out this information, the free speech, is somehow dangerous to our country.
Chairman, he didn't say
in the context
that.
Of COVID-19, I completely disagree. He didn't give us an example.
Chairman, can he answer?
And I yield back to the witness.
Can he answer the question because his theme is quoted?
The time belongs to the gentleman. He has yielded back. Gentlemen,
dude, you just see they got hand, because all of a sudden he goes, "Well, 5G towers." Okay, I never heard that till just now. Well, who would have fucking thought? No.
It's like the jerk. They're shooting the cans. Stay away from the cans.
I had never heard that theory until just now. Seriously,
that COVID came from 5G.
Yeah. And then the left is like, "Well, you didn't get to finish it." No, because it was stupid.
Yeah.
You want to talk about malinformation?
Yeah. That right there.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. It doesn't make me want to go out and commit like a bunch of fucking violent crimes. It makes me want to fucking laugh because
it's so just ridiculous.
That's how fucking stupid it was.
Well, you see, talking about the COVID vaccines.
Oh, my God. That's the greatest fucking thing I ever just heard. Seriously. 5G towers cause COVID-19. Lindy?
Stay away from the cell tower.
Yeah. You must have been under it twice.
I must have.
God damn it. Way to go.
It's climbing it.
Fuck.
Don't cross the streams.
Yeah, it's like Ghostbusters there. Holy crap. What a moron. So, hey, did you hear this week? Okay. Did you hear this is pretty good. I'm actually kind of glad to hear this, considering I'm going through it with my doctor right now.
What?
I've sort of lost faith for a while on being able to do big things. If you could do anything at all, Joe, what would you do? I said I'd cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why, and we can. We'd end cancer as we know it. Deliver on.
We ended cancer as we know it?
Yeah. Holy shit. When did that happen?
Wow.
I don't know. But because I took a blood test a couple weeks ago, my platelet levels are low. I'm kind of happy about it.
Yours are low. Mine were high.
Mine are low.
Oh.
Which means my blood is attacking something. I just don't know what it is.
No. It's probably nothing.
But, hey, what? What do I have to worry about?
You cured it. Well, not for Mitch McConnell.
Dude. Okay.
That dude stroked out in the middle of a speech, dude.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about it. I mean, I have two friends on the fucking left, and we were all laughing about it, right?
At McConnell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, he just... And then the look on his fucking face, he didn't blink, like, for, like, a minute.
No. He had that, like, that dead look in his eyes, and his mouth was just like...
Yeah.
You want to go take a walk? Did you see the video, Lindy?
Yeah,
dude, I was like, wow. But
well,
see,
and Feinstein also had a brown blunder.
Oh, yeah, but...
Did you see that in the hearing? Just say I.
And she started talking, and they're like, say no. I, just say I, just say
did
I.
You see that?
No, you can't do that. That's
that was her staffer
saying.
Staffers. Say, yeah. Just say aye. And then she finally goes, after she's rambling, then she goes, oh.
I guess I'm supposed to say aye.
Aye.
You didn't see that one?
No, no. And you can't do that. That's...
Well, isn't that staffer related to Pelosi? Like, daughter?
I don't... Yeah, I think so.
Senator Feinstein.
Here, watch.
Say aye. Pardon me?
Aye. Check.
Yeah.
Check.
To say. I would like to support a yes vote on this. It provides $823 billion. That's an increase of $26 billion for the Department of Defense. And it funds priorities submitted.
Yeah, just say aye.
Okay, just aye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is that Pelosi's daughter?
I think so.
She, okay, just say. But you heard him say it like, I don't know
multiple
how many times.
Yeah, and they had guys on both sides. Like, yeah. What the fuck, over?
But, yeah, I think the gal is Pelosi's daughter.
Yeah, so it's the question's come up, not just about Feinstein and her now, but it's also come up like, okay, Grassley, it's come up with, you know, all these people that are in their 80s to 90s.
Okay, Grassley hasn't done anything yet.
No,
yet,
but... Yet. But
it's coming.
But he's been pushing.
But he's 89.
Yeah, but he's been pushing. It's what I'm saying. He's trying to hold people to the fire.
But here's the thing. No. Shouldn't there be age limits or term limits?
There should be term limits.
Term limits.
But if not term limits, age limits.
You know, because, I mean...
And there should be plastic surgery limits for Nancy Pelosi.
But here's the thing. So all these people, that what used to be a profession and representation for we the people is now for themselves. It's about power, and it's always about power and money.
Ever since Kennedy, yeah. It's been about power. I mean, because seriously, okay, look, you want to get into it? Who here really thinks Watergate was all that fucking bad?
Compared to the shit going on now?
Yeah, seriously. So you tape recorded a few people. Big deal.
They did worse for Trump.
Yeah. It is so stupid, man.
I mean, yeah, let's get on. I mean, let's be honest. Watergate was like a high school fucking prank, all right?
Everyone now learn from it. Just don't record it.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, or everything's digital now anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I wonder how many actual recordings, digital recordings are of these backroom meetings of people holding bribes and blackmails over each other.
Speaking of digital, I'm going to show you this video.
Okay.
Linda, you can't see it. I'm sorry.
Oh, is this the one in Ukraine?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Zelensky was very angry.
This place was
bombed out.
Got bombed out. And there's like debris everywhere,
they
right?
They will defeat the Russian evil. And I wonder...
Apparently, Ukrainian women are, like, extremely strong.
She has a stack of bricks. I mean, like, big pieces of bricks. She's walking out. It means they're foam.
Yeah. Yeah. So, is this war really real? Or are we... Is this, like... What's that movie?
Wag the Dog?
Yeah, Wag the Dog. Or is this a Wag the Dog moment?
Well, there's also another video I've seen, like, of Ukraine soldiers dragging a wounded soldier out, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
And then there's a lady that can wear those yellow reflector safety vests walking down, like, right where they were, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, okay, is she part of this, too?
Yeah. So, yeah. No, this lady had, like, six, like, you know, like, big chunks of concrete that would come in off a wall, you know, probably, like, this big. She had like six of them. She's carrying them out
in one arm.
Did you see that Oliver Stone admitted that he made a mistake for voting for Biden?
No.
No.
Yeah. He said we're going into World War III.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, what's his mistake? Okay, that's. He's just feeling sorry for himself right now. That's the mistake.
Start opening your mouths, though, and listening to
each
other.
But the mistake for voting for Biden is not because we're getting into World War III. The mistake for voting for Biden is everything he's fucking done and everything that he's listening to these fucking criminals that are telling him what to do. And then he's going to take the fall. He is going to get sentenced to treason. I mean, for selling out the country. Trust me, they're going to...
They only have one house that's going to do it. You know, the House of Representatives. The other house isn't going to do anything.
No, I'm not talking about... I mean, this is like after the fact. He's done for.
It's a good thing that seventh grandchild doesn't have the name so she can hide.
Dude, like I'm glad that they didn't let her. I wouldn't want that name right now.
Right now, no.
No.
But he finally recognized her.
Yeah, I know, but big deal.
I know.
I mean, that's only... He did it in a Friday afternoon, sent a fucking, press release off to Time Magazine. Time Magazine.
Breaking news. Illinois Governor Pritzker just signed a bill allowing illegal immigrants to become police officers.
What?
No sane country would allow their citizens to be arrested in their own country by non-citizens.
Okay. All right. I got to find this. Because before you got here, I was watching this video.
They had... The cartel had infiltrated Maricopa County.
Yeah.
So, why not?
Okay, so...
It's going to be in Illinois.
The sheriff's office?
No, but this is the governor of Illinois, right? Yeah. Here's a news report out of fucking Chicago. I want you to listen to what these people say.
Okay.
Many of these residents say they no longer have any tolerance for the disruptive behavior by those seeking asylum here. It's making them feel unsafe.
They disrespect us, they rob us, they harass us.
And their patience is wearing thin.
Let me say this. They got one more time to deal with it, because otherwise, next time they deal with it, they're going to deal with it from the streets. We're going to take over it. Nobody's going to be able to stop us from what we're going to do to them.
Much of the residents' anger was directed at city officials in attendance, including 20th Ward Alderwoman Jeanette Taylor, Chicago Deputy Police Chief Stephen Chung, and Family and Support Services Commissioner Brandy Kanazi. At one point, police had to intervene, breaking up an argument during public comment. Any of these...
Yeah.
They're getting pissed. And so you're going to let them be cops?
Here it comes.
Yeah, you don't do that in a small town. Remember, Illinois is small town USA, with the exception of Chicago.
Yeah, but they have the little sections, and so they're considered little small towns, you know. You've got the south side.
Well, you got the neighborhoods.
Yeah, the neighborhoods. They consider themselves small towns.
Yeah, but so now you have the Chicago black community who are complaining that all these illegal immigrants are committing crimes against them and harassing them. And you have, they're going to these older people and they're like, hey, you need to fix this. And then if not, we're going to do it street justice, basically.
Yeah, that's basically what that guy was saying, is street justice. You know, this happened a long time. I can't tell you. I mean, back in the, I want to say 80s. I lived in an apartment, right? I don't know if a lot of you guys don't know, or probably don't. Ever heard of a baseball player by the name of Chili Davis? Played for the Giants?
Yeah, I remember.
His cousin, who played for the Firebirds, by the name of Dave Davis, lived next door to me in my apartment.
Okay. Right?
I don't know what the hell... Me and Dave were pretty good friends. I don't know what the hell happened, but... Someone busted into fucking Dave's apartment one night and punched him in the face.
Really?
Yeah. And ran out. Dave came running into my apartment because he knew I had a .22 in the closet. And he grabbed my .22. I'm like, where the fuck are you going with my .22? And he goes, the guy just punched me in the face. And he went chasing after him. And someone had already called the cops. And the cops got there. And Dave had the guy down and had the .22 pointed at him. And the cop comes up and goes, yeah, that's what I like to see, street justice. And I'm just worried about it. I'm going to get in trouble.
Because your gun?
Yeah. It's like, dude, you just fucking came run in. I mean, you go, you mean you broke in? I go, no, Dave would never break, just break. Dave can is free to come into my apartment any fucking time he wants. But.
It's like a gay man clicking open the closet door.
Dude, seriously, I was just sitting there on the couch watching a fucking movie. Here comes this guy running through. What the hell? He goes, where's your gun? I go, and he gets it out of the closet and he comes running out. And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
Was it even loaded?
What? Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you hear, pew.
Dude, okay, I'm going to play this last clip before we go. All
right.
This is a lady that's a proponent. She was a supporter of green energy, right? She's not anymore. And I want you to listen to what she says and why she's not. Listen.
Good evening. I've been a supporter of green energy and a keen environmentalist since my 20s. My office is solar powered, so I was mortified to discover that a single lithium mine causes millions of tons of waste every year, laced with sulfuric acid and radioactive uranium, polluting the water supply for 300 years, not to mention the unacceptable human costs with child labour to mine cobalt. When I researched which solar panel to purchase, I did not for one minute consider it would be made by people trapped in razor wire enclosed labour camps, being exposed to large quantities of quartz dust, which causes silicosis. Please note that the Ethical Consumer Organisation report that it is hard to avoid forced labour in the solar panel supply chain. Wind turbines, which last about 20 years, consume a colossal amount of resources and energy to manufacture and install, not to mention the blight and bird kill. They require diesel engines to start them up and then gallons of oil to lubricate, and they can't readily be recycled. Solar panels are also extremely difficult to recycle, costing more than the production of the panel. And lithium batteries pose steep challenges too. Add to that the human suffering, which we've all unwittingly been part of just by owning a laptop or mobile phone, which is minimal compared to what's required for an EV or solar farm. These so-called green or ethical solutions aren't solutions at all. Just very good marketing from the $1.5 trillion a year climate change industry. That's $4 billion a day, by the way. None of us can undo what's already been done, but what we can all do is make sure this doesn't escalate exponentially with fleets of unnecessary EVs and acres of solar farms eating up our precious farmland.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, that spells it out. In like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all this, you know, Al Gore, since he started spewing this bullshit, has become a billionaire. How many billions has he made?
Who knows?
And he's, you know, we're going to be dead in 10 years. And
yeah, and then, and so you heard the White House is coming after your gas stoves, right?
Gas stoves and now gas water heaters.
Yeah, which we have.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And there's something else. They're coming after a lot of your, because it's natural gas. Yeah. But see, here's the thing. They want to go electric on everything, right?
Yeah, you know why?
Because then they can control it.
They can turn it off.
Right. Yeah. They can control it.
Yeah.
Because they control the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With natural gas, I mean, well, technically, they could shut off the gas, too, if they really controlled, right? Yeah. But generators, gas-powered generators.
That's a conspiracy theory.
Right? So, it's nice that I have a couple generators. I'm thinking about buying a couple more. I was thinking about getting like those, they have some electric ones where you just solar panel charge them up, and then you can use them indoors.
Yeah, but then you're like just falling into that trap.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the solar panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, dude. The government just needs to quit trying to regulate fucking everything.
Well, they need to get back to what they were put in place for. This is not what they were, not there to say, Mike, you can't have a gas stove and you can't have a gas water heater.
Individual market needs to determine what I want. If I want it, if it's available, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
Right? It's not the government's job to regulate everything.
Yeah, and this heat wave we're having right now It's not climate change. It's called summer. Fuck cards.
Well, I did finally hear one news reporter talking about some of the... Okay, so all the growth we've had, uh-huh. all the extra housing, all the extra concrete, all so it, yeah. it retains heat.
Yeah.
That's why...
Asphalt retains... Asphalt's black.
Right.
Right? Asphalt retains heat. Asphalt, you're at... It's 110 degrees outside right now. You know what it is on the asphalt? It's 140 fucking degrees.
Right. And it holds it. Yeah. And at night when the sun goes down, yeah. the heat releases. And it keeps the temperature, at outdoor temperature, above
yeah.
100.
Yeah. I mean, if we... I think, actually, if we went to concrete streets, we might be a little bit cooler because concrete's white.
Uh-huh.
White reflects heat. Where black absorbs heat.
Well, Phoenix, the city of Phoenix is trying that white covering on asphalt
yeah.
to reflect the heat, trying that. Uh-huh. And
no, you need concrete. Just do concrete.
That asphalt, white asphalt,
uh-huh.
was in the department that I used to work for.
Yeah,
oh, really?
One of the professors that I supported.
Really? So it's just like, be honest. This growth, everyone wants... it's so hot, climate change. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then quit moving to big cities, quit expanding, quit creating, authorizing for the city governments, quit authorizing fucking every new apartment complex.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Infill development. We don't need an apartment complex. You got a big vacant lot in a square mile area that's undeveloped. Oh, let's put apartments there. No. Let's not put apartments there.
Right.
The only reason they want to put apartments there is because
it's revenue.
It's revenue.
Yeah. For every resident, they get electric bills, they get property taxes, they get, you know.
Yeah, and the guy whose property it is, it's not costing, you know, yeah, it's costing them, you know, a couple million to build, but think about what he's getting back in return.
Yeah, it's all about money.
Yeah.
You know,
because right now, what's a studio apartment cost? A studio is like $1,500 fucking bucks a month.
Yeah.
I remember I lived in a studio. It cost me like $400 bucks a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't going to find that anymore. It's maybe South Phoenix.
No, my apartment. Remember Dave Davis, remember?
Yeah.
When I was talking about, that was a studio apartment.
So.
Because me nor Dave, as a AAA baseball player, made
could afford any money.
Yeah, made any money. So.
But. All right. Well.
Yeah, but, you know, it just goes to show you. I mean, we're getting lied to, we're getting played, and it's time for the American people, and this is, good thing I got that fucking tape on there. It's time for the American people to take the country back. It's our country. That's the way it was always meant to be. It was not meant to be the government controls you. The people who want to get controlled are just idiots.
Yeah.
They're fucking idiots. Is take the country back. It's our country. Men are men. Women are women. There's no fucking tranny fucking... Those are brain-damaged fucking people. Send them to fucking loony bins or fucking get them help. I don't care. Whatever you want. But you are not... If you have a fucking set of nuts, you are not a woman. It's just that simple.
And on that note...
Okay. I guess I solved all world's problems. Yep. Okay. So, reach out to us. We're on True Social at Did We Offend You. We're on Twitter
X.
At Did We or whatever it is now. Twitter X, whatever it is. We're at Did We Offend the letter U. Or you could email us at DidWeOffendYou@gmail.com. We will be back next week, unfortunately. So,
I'll have beer next week.
Yeah. Mike will be drinking next week. So,
all right, guys. Thanks.